The Electronic Products Recycling Association is actually a national organization, but we have had a presence here in Newfoundland and Labrador since mid-2013. We're a not-for-profit organization that operates a government-approved program to collect old electronics or electronics that are of no further use to people, collect those, put them through a recycling process, and ensure that we're able to use as many of the components of those old electronics as possible in the manufacture of new products. Now, the other thing about this program is that it ensures as well that electronics that people are finished with don't end up in the landfill, because that's one of the last things that we want to see happen. There are some substances of concern in electronics, particularly there's lead and mercury in some of the laptops and computers and that sort of thing. So we want to make sure that we keep an environmental consciousness, basically.
And what you guys say is what's inside counts. So what does that mean?
Well, basically what that means is that even though it may not be usable to somebody going into the future, for example, a laptop or a computer or a TV, there are various things within those electronics that can be extracted and then reused in the manufacture of new products. So things like all the plastic, all the glass, there's gold and copper and silver in laptops and computers in particular. There's rare earth metals that are a part of the operating system. All of those things can be reused rather than being discarded.
And what kind of electronics can be recycled?
Well, I mentioned about computers, and any kind of computer and computer equipment, laptops, PCs, the peripherals that come with them, like the mouse and the keyboard and the cabling and the wiring and so on. Any kind of television, you know, flat screen TVs like we use in recent years, or the older models that, you know, might have been sitting in people's basements or garages for quite a while. Computer monitors, printers, home printers, cell phones, landline phones. Various types of audiovisual equipment, you know, in terms of compact disc players, VCRs, DVDs, all of those sorts of things are part of our program. And if people want to get all of the details behind the products that we accept, they can go to our website, which is recyclemyelectronics.ca, and all of the products that can be returned to our drop-off locations are listed on that website.
And the drop-off locations themselves are listed on that website as well, correct?
They are indeed. I mean, I can go through some of them with you, but we basically have 60 locations throughout Newfoundland and Labrador. If you go to our website, recyclemyelectronics.ca, you'll see a list of all of the locations that we have. And in fact, it's a simple matter of putting in your postal code, and it will show the locations that are within, say, 50 kilometers of your home.
And is there a cost to this, or is it free?
There's no cost to drop off any of the equipment. So if you can find the location and you have the stuff sitting around and you need to get it out of your way, just drop it off. No cost to you whatsoever.
Would you suggest that people already have, you know, the laptop, cell phones, that kind of thing, wiped clean before they recycle it?
Yes, we operate a pretty secure system in terms of the collection and the transportation and the destruction of the material. But we do encourage people to either remove the hard drive, destroy the hard drive, or wipe the data, which is a more technical thing to do. But you can learn about that by going to your operating manual or your manufacturer of the product, and you can learn about how to wipe the hard drive itself. And with regard to cell phones, you need to remove the SIM card. You need to make sure that your service is disconnected or deactivated so that nobody can use that phone afterwards. Other than that, it's a pretty secure system. We have an audited, well-audited process in terms of the destruction of material, but we do encourage people to protect their own data for sure.
Terry, can you pass along that contact information once again, your website and maybe a phone number?
RecycleMyElectronics.ca. We also have a phone number that people can dial if they don't have access to the internet, and that's 888-503-3201. Find out more information about us by going to that website or that phone.
Excellent. Terry Green, Program Director with Electronic Product Recycling Association here in Newfoundland and Labrador. I really appreciate this.
Thanks very much, Carrie.